Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl Novalane here and welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you instinctively reach for it even though you're perfectly fine just chilling? That little dopamine hit we get from notifications can be super addictive. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this constant cycle of FOMO and reclaim your time, energy, and sanity? Get ready because today's episode is all about overcoming the pressure to be always connected and finding that sweet spot of digital balance. Listen, we live in a world where staying on feels like a requirement. Every notification, every post, every tweet screams for our attention, making us feel like we're constantly playing catch up. It's exhausting. Ever felt like your life is happening through the lens of social media instead of actually living it? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others online, thinking their lives are more exciting, more fulfilling, or just more? It can mess with your self-worth and make you feel inadequate. But here's the truth. Social media is a highlight reel, a curated snapshot of people's lives, not the whole story. So, how do we break free from this FOMO trap and create a healthier relationship with technology? I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to change your game. Number 1. Recognize the illusion. Social media often portrays a distorted reality. Remember that those perfect vacations, flawless meals, and effortlessly chic outfits are carefully crafted for online consumption. They don't always reflect the full picture. Challenge those unrealistic expectations and focus on building a life you truly love offline. Number 2. Curate your feed with intention. Follow accounts that inspire you, uplift you, and add value to your life. Unfollow anything that triggers negativity, comparison, or FOMO. You're in control of what you see. Think of it like building a digital garden, plant seeds of positivity, and watch your online space blossom. Number 3. Schedule digital detox time. Take regular breaks from social media. Dedicate specific times during the day, week, or even month to disconnect completely. Use this time to engage in activities that nourish your soul, reading, spending time with loved ones, exploring nature, practicing mindfulness, anything that brings you joy and peace. Number 4. Find alternative sources of connection. Instead of relying solely on online interactions, prioritize face-to-face conversations and meaningful connections with people in your life. Join a club, volunteer for a cause you care about, or simply reach out to friends and family for a genuine chat. Remember, real-life connections are replaceable. Number 5. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your talents, your experiences. Cultivating gratitude can help reduce feelings of envy and FOMO, allowing you to live a more fulfilling and content life. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who was constantly glued to her phone. She felt like she was missing out on everything if she wasn't scrolling through social media. One day, she decided to take a week-long digital detox during her vacation. Initially, it was tough. She felt a little awkward not checking her phone constantly, but then something amazing happened. Sarah started paying attention to her surroundings, truly enjoying the company of her loved ones, and rediscovering hobbies she'd forgotten about. By the end of the week, she felt more relaxed, focused, and connected than ever before. And that's the magic, people. You have the power to break free from the digital shackles and reclaim your time, your energy, and your happiness. Remember, life is meant to be lived, not just documented. So put down the phone, step into the sunshine, and create memories that truly matter. You guys are amazing. I hope this episode has given you some valuable tools to navigate the world of social media with more intention and balance. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, spread the love by sharing it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Until next time, stay focused, stay mindful, and keep on shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.